This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, I woke up with torticollis. I have a, I met some guy named torticollis. I really apologize. My neck is, like, really out. In the middle of the night, my vertebrae kind of shifted. I've told you guys, I'm a little weird when I sleep. I have my two pillows. And my dreams kind of have me about, a lot of my dreams kind of center around me being this movie star, Dr. Dahlia, yay. And I'm doing all these stunts. And so my guess is in my sleep, you know, I'm doing like these, you know, falls and dives and head rolls. And, you know, the audience is like, yay, Dr. Dahlia. So these are like my dreams. And I, in the middle of the night, just one of my vertebrae just shifted really bad. And I was like, ow, and, you know, my husband is a chiropractor, and he's asleep, so he clearly couldn't do anything right then and there, so I took a Motrin, you know. I'm an MD, so that's what we do. We just take Motrins, right? And I didn't have any of my osteopathic buddies, you know, in the bedroom at the time to do my, you know, adjustment, so I'm kind of a little stiff, so I apologize. But anyway, this headline came, it really stinks. It's hard to drive, too. I made no left turn. It was so hard to make a left turn. So I only made right turns. So that means I took the slow right lane to work the whole time. I'm late also. But, okay, so this headline came out where men, if we use mammograms on men, they do a much better job than on women. And, I mean, to us doctors are like, well, no, duh. A mammogram's easier on a man. But why? I mean, men don't really have a lot of breast tissue. And it's kind of a fallacy to think that if a woman has, you know, more breast tissue, a mammogram is easier. Okay, it's not. I mean, my mammograms take three times, right, the time. In fact, they always schedule me for the end of the day so that I get out of there by 10 at night at the earliest for them to get done. Poor tech. I mean, they're exhausted. They have to, like, wear a weight belt when they lift my breast to get it onto the machine. And I'm like, I don't want to be naked. Are there cameras in the room? Like, there's no cameras in the room. They're like, do you mind if I get a couple other techs in here to help? Because I'm like, look, just leave the breast on the ground. Bring the mammogram down. It's right there. Because, you know, we used to x-ray. In my office, we had an x-ray. And if you had to x-ray, like, a foot, you just put the plate, the x-ray, you know, the film on the ground, and you'd stick the foot on the ground. Just let me just stick my breast on the ground, okay? You guys can do x-rays. You can take a whole bunch of views. We can even do a selfie and be done. So, you know, when I go in for mammograms, it's really painstaking. And, unfortunately, the techs, you know, need overtime by like 3 weeks to get it done. Men, much easier. And I guess in this one study they found, they looked at 2,000 men who consecutively underwent mammogram testing in this 12-year period in New York University. And they picked up 2,300 breast lesions. And of the 149 that were biopsied, 27.5% were malignant. And when they looked at how well they were able to detect cancer in men, they found 18 per thousand were picked up in men, were only like 3 to 5 in women. So they deduced, right, that this is a New York University, and, you know, to get a New Yorker, you know, to do a mammogram, it's like, forget about it. But no, these New Yorkers were really good sport. They have to be. I mean, they just lost Eli Manning. The Giants, like, are having a hell of a time. So, you know, New Yorkers probably like, you know what, I'm not watching, you know, good football. Somebody's going to get a mammogram. So, what they're deducing is if a guy is at high risk for breast cancer, do the mammogram. Maybe we need to do the mammogram more often. Now, that's not really in sync with guidelines. They really don't want us doing yearly mammograms on guys, and I'm not urging that either. But if a man has, let's say, a BRCA1 or BRCA2 gene mutation, or if they have a first-degree relative with breast cancer, they probably need to, you know, get looked at. And the average guy that comes in and finds his breast cancer is somebody that just kind of felt his pecs, and he's like, okay, dude, you know, I got a lump. What's this? Is it a lipoma? A little fatty tumor? Is it a sebaceous cyst? Then you feel around and you go, well, that's odd. It just feels odd. And what does breast cancer feel like? Well, it can feel anything like a little baby lump that's soft to something hard, like a pea, like a rock, like a piece of coral. Sometimes it feels like coral for those of us that swim and scuba and snorkel a lot. And it just feels like it's not supposed to be there. And then you got to check under the arms for lumps. So when they found that a mammogram works better on men, you know, they're like, maybe we shouldn't dissuade guys from getting a mammogram. Now, these are guys at higher risk, not lower risk. So, you know, as you know, breast cancer is rare. I think in America, they're expecting 2,700 cases a year. So 2,700 cases is not a lot. 2,700 too many. And about 500 of them die every year of breast cancer. So breast cancer is still a guy thing. But a guy's breast doesn't have the milk ducts. It doesn't have a lot of the extra fat, a lot of the extra hormone-producing glands. And so if you mammogram a guy, it has less breast density. Now, I bring this up because breast density is a big issue. Years ago, doctors were missing breast cancer in women if they had denser breasts. An older woman who's like 75, 80, her breasts aren't that dense because she doesn't have the milk ducts. It's mostly fat. It's not going to have a lot of the workings and tubes that, you know, need to be there to lactate and feed young. But a younger woman, I mean, breast density could really screw up your sensitivity with a mammogram. So if you do have dense breasts, we would always do a breast ultrasound because mammograms would pick everything up. With guys, I still like the breast ultrasound, but a mammogram's fine. And how does a guy do it? They lean in, they get their tissue squeezed, and it goes into the two plexiglass things, and then they say, hold your breath, you know, or smile or whatever, and then they take the x-ray, they take the picture. And it really does pick up a lot. So, guys, if you feel a lump, or if you think you're at risk, or it's high in the family, talk to your doctor about getting a mammogram, because they say screening mammograms could work. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So, I've been asked this over and over again about my quote-unquote loyalties to the current administration if I'm Jewish. And I don't understand that because I'm, you know, I support Trump. I support, you know, America. I support Israel. I support, you know, and I can't stand when I hear that religions are aligned with political affiliations. That absolutely makes no sense. There is no reason a religion should be affiliated, you know, have a stereotypical political affiliation. You know, if in my religion, you know, we are concerned about abortion numbers, and I mean, as it may be in LDS, you know, religion or Catholic religion, as you guys could see, there are many Catholics out there, that are not Republican. There's many people who are LDS that are not Republican. There's many Jews that are not Republican. So I think that conversation needs to end once and for all, but it hasn't. And President Donald Trump had raised the idea of Hispanic loyalty also, or dual loyalty among Hispanic Americans. And this is about a month or two after he had brought up Jewish Americans and, you know, why would they not support his policies or Netanyahu if they were pro-Israel? Which, trust me, a lot of Jews kind of, you know, have that same, you know, discussion amongst each other. And, you know, a lot of us differ on our political leanings. And, you know, I think Trump is a great friend to Israel, so I'm really supportive of that. I think he's fantastic. I don't understand why you'd have Jews who would be Democrat who would, you know, disagree with, you know, some of those policies. But what ends up happening, which I think Trump has brought up also with the Hispanic population, is we do have something called tribalism, where we want to align with the tribe. But I think we start to lose sight of which tribe gets precedence. So, you know, when I was little and we were in Temple and, you know, so I was a first generation American on my father's side because my father came to the States and then he had me. And then my mom was American. So I knew that I had dual citizenship, both Israel and American. But I remember when I was in Temple, we had to identify and determine how we were going to identify. We were going to identify as a girl, a Jew, an American, or as an American, a girl, a Jew, a, you know, and I remember putting American first, then Jewish, then a girl. And I remember people asked me, okay, wait a second, but you're obviously a girl. Why would you put girl last? I got to like a lot of stuff the girls do. I'd rather hang with the guys, so I don't really care about being a girl or a guy. I don't really care about that delineation. I didn't have that identity. To me, being a girl or a guy wasn't an identity that I thought was that important at that time. And maybe it's because most of my friends were guys. You know, I hated not being able to hang out with the guys. I, you know, didn't really like to play the Barbies and the Betty Crocker bake set. I wanted to kind of do my big wheel and, yeah, I don't know. So I think it was just I really didn't care that much about whether I was considered a girl or a boy. That wasn't a big deal to me. I did really care about being American. And as a kid, to choose American first before Jew, and it was roughly was neck and neck. One, religion was important to me, but America's where I live. America is who is making me. America is who is giving me a home and giving me safety. And mind you, I came from, you know, grandparents who were persecuted by the Nazis. So America, to me, is who I would pledge my allegiance first. I would never give up my religion. Nobody better ever ask me to. But it was very easy for me to align my, you know, tribalism as being an American. Because that's where I was. That's who was providing me safety. And that's who gave my family safety. So, to me, it was a no-brainer. And so, we all kind of do things like that similarly. And it's unfortunate that then our voting patterns change. You know, like I'll see that at work. You know, people will have a job. And they may have, you know, certain political leanings. And then they'll work at a job. And the job will send an email out from corporate kind of hinting at where people should vote. Which, by the way, I don't think is appropriate. But they do. And they kind of explain how certain candidates may do better for that industry. Now, as a worker who is not that, you know, well briefed on those issues, they may welcome something like that. And they may also want to be a part of that family. To them, work may be that family. So if everybody at work is voting for so-and-so, they're going to do that too. I live in Nevada. Am I a Nevadan first or am I an American first? Well, you would say, okay, well, wait a second. You know, you don't really have to make that distinction. Well, when there was that fight for the nuclear dump and, you know, nuclear storage being done in Nevada, which I think they're going to still try to bring back, and the other states are like, yeah, let's just dump it in Nevada. Oh, hell yeah, Nevada first. As a Nevadan, I don't want the crap here. I mean, I don't want it anywhere, but no, no. Then you kind of find yourself, okay, you know what, I'm Nevadan now. Well, I've always been Nevadan. Then when you got Las Vegas versus Reno, when you have, you know, our football team playing against Wolfpack, you got Rebels versus Wolfpack, I'm going to be Rebels. So the point I'm trying to make when it comes to this is your loyalties may not officially change, but may reprioritize depending on what is the call for help, what's the need. You know, I mean, Boston Strong, when they had the Boston Marathon bombing, or Vegas Strong, when we had the October 1 shooting, I don't think anybody gave a damn if they were Republican or Democrat. That night, I mean, we were Vegans, Las Vegans, right? I mean, we, you know, same thing with Bostonians. When President Reagan was shot, wasn't that famously, isn't that when he asked the doctor or the nurse, you know, are you Republican or Democrat? And their answer is, today we're all Republican. I mean, that, you know, so the idea of, well, if I change sides or I change my loyalties or whatever, I'm a bad person. I'm a, you know, the media wants to make you think like that. Society wants you to make you think like that. You're disloyal. No, you're not. If you think, if you're a Democrat and you think there's a choice that the president is making that is pro-America, it's okay to like that. It's okay to support that. If you're a Jew who's Democrat and you think that, you know, moving the embassy in Israel was a good move, or Donald Trump's support of Benjamin Netanyahu, which is kind of, he's kind of having some trouble right now in the election, but you think his support of Benjamin Netanyahu was pretty cool, that's okay. But there's this fear that you're going to be ostracized and you're going to lose your family and you're going to lose your support. You don't, is it really a family? Is the Republican Party really taking care of me as a family? Are the Democrats really taking care of me as a family? No, my family does. America does. And so, for me, my loyalty is whatever my family needs, whatever my city needs, whatever my state needs, whatever my profession needs, whatever my country needs, whatever my God needs. That's how I am going to approach my life. And so I think we need to eventually, and it will never happen, but when we look at politics and we look at political parties, allow the blur. You know, the ACA was one of the crappiest bills ever. There were a couple things good with it, and I think it takes a big person to admit that. But, you know, if we don't, you know, if we don't grow some huevos and we don't, you know, say, look, this is good, this is bad, let's fix it. If we just always try to be extreme, one side or the other, nothing's going to get done. The Democrats have a lot to offer. The Republicans have a lot to offer. There's a lot of things we could do, you know, together. And there's a lot of good things that could be done. And, you know, I hashtag a lot of things America first. That's really where we need to be with this. If it helps America, do it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is announcing his new national security advisor. The president tweeted his choice, saying Robert O'Brien will do a great job. With more on O'Brien, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
O'Brien was often critical of President Obama's foreign policies, saying in a 2016 interview,
"By prematurely withdrawing from Iraq, we had the rise of ISIS, which he downplayed as the JV team. By setting an artificial red line in Syria that was crossed, we ended up with the worst human rights and possibly a genocide in Syria that we haven't seen since Rwanda. And in Ukraine, for the first time since 1938, we've seen a European power, Russia, invade a neighbor."
Officials in Saudi Arabia say they have evidence that Iran attacked their oil plant. Iran denies this and is promising retaliation to any military attack from the United States. President Trump put more sanctions on Iran today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, here we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there's been a lot of discussion about the bootleg cannabis products. And we now have cities trying to get a handle of this. We think that a lot of these lung vaping illnesses that we're seeing when it comes to the vaping and the THC might not be coming from, you know, companies that are, you know, doing it right. We're thinking these are street vaping products. So the CDC is now warning people to not use bootleg or street vaping products. They want you to also stop modifying your devices. Don't be sticking stuff in them. Now, we don't have the evidence of what exactly is causing it. We don't know why All right? Some people are having, you know, deathly consequences from vaping, and others are they're fine. But we are seeing a little bit of a pattern with this vitamin E acetate that we see in THC products, this oil, this lipoid pneumonia. And so we are, you know, seeing a trend. So the CDC has taken the unusual step of issuing several recommendations, including telling people worried about their health to not even use e-cigs and to consult a doctor if they're trying to quit smoking. In addition, which is a real about-face, since we were told a few years back to get people on vaping. Doctors were told to have people vape, move them to vaping if they smoke. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? No. I don't think I want them sticking any nicotine substance in their... I'm trying to get them off nicotine. So this is kind of new where the CDC is like, nah, don't even use the e-cigs. So according to the CDC, they said the e-cig products should not be used by youth, young adults, pregnant women, as well as adults who do not currently use tobacco products. If you use e-cig products, monitor yourself for symptoms like cough, shortness of breath, and promptly seek medical attention if you have concerns about your health. So there's been about 380 cases they're looking at, 7 deaths. Many have been hospitalized. Many have had to be in the intensive care unit. And last week there was a patient in her 30s who had recently vaped, and she had died in Illinois. They're still waiting for the toxicology and other tests to determine the cause of death, so that would be number 8. So they say in many cases, patients are reporting using e-cigs containing THC, which is the psychedelic chemical of marijuana, psychoactive. And some doctors have reported that cannabinoid oils vaporized in cartridges may be causing some of the lung inflammation. But other individuals said they had only used e-cigs containing nicotine. So in many cases, patients report a gradual occurrence of symptoms. Difficulty breathing, chest pain, even nausea and vomiting. Some even said diarrhea. So we still don't know 100% what the hell is going on. In order for nicotine or THC to become inhalable, you need to heat it. You need, especially THC has to be heated. It needs to be mixed with solvents that could dissolve and deliver the drugs. You can't just take marijuana flakes and expect something to happen. So there has to be a vapor. There has to be a heating coil. And in order for these things to work, there's got to be some sort of a combustion reaction or some sort of a heating reaction. That can, in and of itself, make new chemicals. So Dr. Gottlieb from the CDC says, I think this is probably going to be associated with illegal products. It's not like the major manufacturers have suddenly changed their ingredients. It's probably something new that has been introduced into the market by an illegal manufacturer, either by a new flavor or a new way to emulsify the THC that is causing these injuries. Because people are saying, why now are we seeing vaping injuries and deaths? What the hell? This wasn't an issue last year. 2 years ago, why are we seeing deaths now? Well, one is, maybe it's because it wasn't diagnosed and nobody was discussing, you know, anybody's vaping history prior to documenting that there was an issue. Or B, this is something new. There's something new out there. The Food and Drug Administration is right now analyzing about 80 samples received from patients, but has not made the results public. In the interim, the agency said if you are concerned about these specific health risks, consider refraining from the use of e-cig products. Now, a lot of you guys listening to this who smoke or who vape are like, okay, guys, this is all fine and dandy. You know, Dr. Dolly, it's easy for you to say because you're not addicted to nicotine. But, you know, some of us, we have to work. And this is not the time to go through nicotine withdrawal. This is not the time to quit smoking. And I mean, you know, a good doctor would kind of stop and identify that when it comes to their patient. You know, if I told you go quit smoking, you'd be like, please. Yeah, like I you'd say something else, please. Right? Yeah. Which, please. Be more practical. My telling you to quit smoking does nothing for you. I mean, for some people, like, well, my doctor said something, but people don't listen to the doctor anymore. Do you guys listen to me? Most of you guys aren't even listening to me. Yeah, you're like, well, what did she say? You don't even listen to my radio show. But when it comes to telling a person to quit smoking, a real good doctor would say, look, this is going to be a little rough on your family. This might be a little rough on your relationship. This might be really rough at work. And we need to get you off smoking. And vaping is not an adequate alternative. So if we're going to do this, let's start getting our ducks in a row. I want you to talk to your boss. Talk to him about when things might slow down a little bit, when he thinks it would be a good time for you to do this. You might just breeze through this, or you might have some bad days. You might have to chew gum. A lot of us aren't supposed to chew gum at work. You might have to be chewing some gum. You might have to, you know, have doctor visits. All right? Smoking and getting off smoking has to be approached just like any other disease. Yeah, I tell medical students, I say, look, when you tell somebody, you know, to quit smoking, you need to also tell them, look, you might not be successful first time out. No problem. We're here for you. We are going to be working with you every step of the way, just like a diet. Don't tell somebody to lose 50 pounds. It's not going to happen. But tell them, look, you know, I want you to lose 2 pounds by the time you come back for your next visit. 2 pounds. Okay? Don't worry if you don't. But let's see if you can do those 2 pounds. Come in, and then maybe we'll make it 5 pounds. And then maybe we'll have you lose another 5 pounds, but give you a longer time period. But you need to do this in bite-size options. Now, many people quit smoking and say, Dr. Dahlia, I just did cold turkey. All right, and it was horrible, but I did it and I got it done. Well, great. So if cold turkey is going to be the way to do it, you got to get your family on board, and you got to get your bosses on board. You got to get your coworkers on board. Okay? Maybe wear a t-shirt going, I'm quitting smoking. And you might be a jerk. You might be grumpy. You might be testy. You might have trouble sleeping. You might feel like crap. But if you could let everybody know and not have that worry that you might lose your job or your relationships, that might make it easier. But you see, we just don't do that. You know, we doctors tell you, okay, quit smoking. And then you try to do it on your own, and it stinks, and you fight with the wife, and the wife's like, oh, thank God he's smoking again because I couldn't stand him. Yeah, that's not the way to do it. You might even need to be in a separate bedroom temporarily. You know, maybe you need to kind of, you know, go away on vacation. Well, I don't want to ruin my vacation. That's not, you're not going on vacation to go on vacation. You're going on vacation to get off cigarettes. You know, because a lot of times your smoking is a habit you do at work. You start getting hungry at 10, you start getting hungry at 2:30, so you go and reach for a cigarette. So sometimes you can't quit smoking at work. Now you got to be careful. You go away, you know, you go on to Hawaii, come back, very easy to pick it back up again. But, you know, if you're a patient and you're being told to do something, ask for some practical advice. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so there's a lot of predictions that a quarter to a third of us are going to be just diabetic, just outright diabetic by the year 2030, which is coming up in 11 years, people, a little less than 11 years. And so this one article caught my eye. They say workers in manufacturing, driving, and cleaning jobs are more likely to get type 2 diabetes because of their unhealthy lifestyles. So what happened in this study is scientists looked at 5 million people in 30 different occupations. Now, back in 2013, they found that 4.2% of workers had diabetes, but they were highest in male drivers at 8.8%. Now, we really are looking at a large number of adults, a quarter to a third having diabetes by the year 2030. But we've talked about this on our show. Sitting at a computer all day does nothing for your insulin sensitivity and your weight and your butt size. But it was interesting to see laborers also at risk. So they say workers in manufacturing, driving, and cleaning jobs are more likely to get type 2 diabetes. They face a 2 to 3-fold increase in risk compared with teachers, physiotherapists, and dentists. Scientists blamed unhealthy lifestyle choices, such as lack of exercise and smoking, for the striking differences. So I'm looking right now at some of these jobs, ranging from worst to best. Motor vehicle drivers, those who sit in a car, truck, that makes sense. They're the highest. Manufacturing laborers, so that means somebody working like an assembly line, they were at higher risk. Now, maybe it's because they don't get a lot of breaks. Maybe it's because they're standing in one place. Agricultural or other mobile plant operators. Office clerks. Now, office clerks, I get that. If you're like an office assistant and you're sitting and you aren't running upstairs and downstairs and going to other, if you aren't going to other, locations and, departments, yeah. Personal carers, so those that have to take care of an elderly person. Stores and transport, clerks, they call them. Metal and mineral product machine operators, then machine operators. I guess if you're standing by a machine. Building finishers and related trade workers. See, I don't get that. If you're working on a house or a building, you'd think you'd be moving. Accountants at higher risk. Electronic and electronic equipment mechanics. Machinery mechanics. Retail salespeople. You think retails, you have to run around. You got to meet the, customer. You have to, run and get product. Nope. Assemblers. Managers of small enterprises. Metal molders, welders, and sheet metal workers have more risk of diabetes. Public service administrative professionals. Well, a lot of them may sit at a desk. And that was more than the total working population. Those people did worse. Now, who did better? Elementary school teachers? High school teachers? Why are teachers slimmer? We even saw professors. I don't understand, because a lot of teachers, they just sit in their offices. I don't know how. I mean, when I lecture, going up and down and talking to the class and walking around and making eye contact. But, if you're not lecturing, you're in an office sitting. So I don't really know why. Now, maybe it's because teachers don't want to be made fun of. So what they end up doing is they kind of cover up, they try to, work out so they don't, get made fun of. But anyway, they say teachers did better. Engineers and technicians did better. Construction workers did better. Well, they're out there, slaving. Directors and chief executives, finance and sales associate professionals, computer technicians, data operators, production operation managers, business professionals, specialist managers, architects and civil engineers, college and university teachers did really good, and computer scientists. So now you start to wonder, well, wait a second. Is it because of the money they're making? If you are a business professional or a finance professional or a college professor, you're making bank. And does that allow you to have a gym membership? Maybe you don't have to work 2-3 jobs. Maybe you're able to go to the gym. If you're a teacher, you a lot of times have summers off. Summers off is kind of nice. So maybe there's a lot more working out you could do. Now, with women, now those are men. With women, manufacturing laborers, kitchen assistants, cleaners had some of the highest rates of diabetes. Now, that's what's kind of, if you are a housekeeper, you are moving all the time. You are always on your feet. What the hell? Well, then, what could be going on there is it's the chemicals you're breathing in. And maybe the chemicals you're exposed to is messing with your metabolism. And if that messes with your metabolism, then you're going to have a hard time burning up your sugar. Cashiers, cooks, office clerks, secretaries, all did worse than the total working population. But who did better were artists, writers, computer scientists, again, physiotherapists, dental hygienists, business professionals, finance professionals. Midwives did better. Psychologists, nurses. So, you know, maybe it's not so much the activity at work, but maybe it's the stress. Maybe it's the lack of good pay. Now, nurses, I mean, that's one of the most stressful jobs out there. But a lot of them, I don't think they have time to eat, and that's why I think they, you know, get less diabetes. But they say if bosses help their employees to live healthily, the researchers estimated that almost half of the type 2 diabetes cases could be avoided. Now, this study came out of the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, and they looked at 30 of the most common occupations in Swedes. And so they found that over the age of 35, you know, diabetes rose in 2006 to 2015. And they found that 4.2% of the working population had the illness, but men was even higher, especially if it was in motor vehicle drivers. So I have a lot of truckers that listen to the show. I love you guys. I mean, bless you for what you do. But you have one of the most unhealthy jobs. And, you know, every time they do a, you know, most unhealthy job list, truckers, you know, seem to really get the brunt of it. And it's because you have a deadline. You have to make it to a place. You're in a car all day. You can't really do much. You know, I've been on the truckers forum, and so, you know, we talk about things they could do for their health. And, you know, sucking in your stomach, getting out of the truck and walking around it a couple times, you know, to inspect it, even though you don't have to inspect it, you're so much more exercising. You know, packing vegetables to eat so you're not snacking on bad food. But the problem is it's a long drive, so a lot of times it's a boring drive, and all you're doing is sitting. I mean, if you think you're going to be at risk for diabetes, I'd say change jobs. Now, we need you. Man, truck drivers are the backbone of America. We need you. But, you know, it's not worth giving up your life for. So, for those of you that think you should be okay because you have, you know, a lot of exercise in your job, but you're gaining weight, if you're gaining weight, you're going to get diabetes. And if you're a housekeeper, that's a higher percent. If you work in a kitchen, if you're a cook, if you are a personal, like, assistant or home nurse, and if you sit at a desk, honestly, if you sit at a desk, you gotta change that up. Now, why do we care about diabetes? Well, if you have diabetes, you are behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease, when it comes to cancer. Once you get diabetes, you're screwed. Everybody in my family that had diabetes, they didn't have the healthiest life. So I don't want you to get the diabetes, even if it's mild. Or if you get diabetes, we want to control it so damn tight that it's almost like you're not a diabetic. You were never diabetic. But our jobs is where we spent the majority of our waking day. We got to change it up. 1-877, Doc Felling.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.